Now, Ireland, of course, is in a housing crisis. In recent years, the country has seen a continued trend in immigration. Young graduates and working millennials are leaving Ireland for greener pastures, but they say they're leaving this time on account of a housing crisis exacerbated by inflation, which is seriously harming their future prospects. This coming at a time when we have historic levels of near full employment in the country. We also have homelessness at an all-time high, exceeding the figures recorded a number of years back, at 12,000 people in emergency accommodation. But young graduates are facing an uncertain future because they can't afford to buy their own homes, they can't afford to save for deposits for their own homes, and they're seeing this as pushing them towards the exit door, at least for the time being, from this country. And that is a concern for policymakers, and it's one of the issues. And we're seeing lots of headlines in newspapers this morning about all of the things that the government will be doing. Apartment living is going to be a major factor. €20,000 rent or tax-free rental allowed in the home, and other schemes to try and arrest the trend. But in the meantime, there is a section of our country, graduates, who are leaving. With me in our studio this morning, I have Patrick O'Reilly from Cremon, who just happened to contact us on this very same issue with something that he's observed with regards to it. Patrick, good morning to you, and thanks for talking to me this morning.
Good morning, Gerry. Good morning, listeners.
Tell me what you're seeing and why you see this as a major issue. As I said, at a time when we're at near full employment in the country, it's not like the waves of immigration we've seen before in terms of no jobs, no work for young people. This is different.
This is totally different, and we're exporting our graduates. And that's going to affect our economy big time in the future, because the job, the skills they have, we need skills in this country. If people are to invest in this country in the future, they're not going to invest in a bunch of old age pensioners, because we have an aging population, massive, and we're exporting all our people with degrees, and we're propping up the Commonwealth. New Zealand, Canada, Australia, now Asia is coming online. They're accepting and mad to get our graduates over there because they have growing economies. I was in Dublin Airport 2 weeks ago. I've discussed this with a lot of people over the last 2 weeks, and I put my daughter on a plane to Vietnam. 'Tis break your heart to see him going through the gate, that last wave. It shouldn't be happening. We didn't educate our children in Galway and scrimp and save for 10 years to be putting them on a plane to boost some other economy. We're not discussing it, Jerry. It's not being discussed by the politicians. It's kind of left under the rug. All we've been discussing with the last 2 months is Ryan Tuberty and Marty Morrissey, a card that he forgot to give back. Who gives a damn, like, to be honest?
This is a bigger issue for you.
This is a major issue, and the politicians love a diversion, and Ryan Tuberty and Marty Morrissey was a fantastic diversion for 2 months. That's the way I look at it. I was on a site a week ago in Killarney, and there were six of us having a cup of tea, and this is reality, like facts. I was the youngest at 65 plus. Our average age as electricians, plumbers, painters was 69. We had 400 years of life behind us. And we were wondering, like, there was no young fella. If you've seen a young fella, he's as rare as a gold bar. I met one apprentice, like, and I was staring him for 5 minutes, like.
Yeah.
This is the reality. We have an ageing population.
We're one of the oldest counties in Ireland, demographically speaking.
Absolutely.
Kerry, ourselves and Mayo,
and
I think.
We're out of it. And if you look at nobody, like, in 3 or 4 years, the brain drain will hit big time. I look at this country as a ball on a roulette table. Where is it going to land, the black or the red? Because we're not, we have no forward thinking. Forward thinking is what keeps us going.
Yeah.
We're all the time getting into trouble because of short-term thinking. We've 2 Navy boats tied up at the moment below in Cork because they have no crew. We're supposed to be part of the European anti-drug war, patrolling the Atlantic. The Atlantic is floating with drugs. They're coming in on the beaches. You've seen that. So these are the things we're on about. Minister Eamon Ryan said 2 years ago, he said wind energy is going to be the massive success in this country. From Killybegs to Kells, there's going to be thousands of wind farms. I'm quoting him. He said, we'll light up Milan, Paris and Berlin. We can't light up.
That's still the plan.
That is
a longer term plan.
But how do you do it? You have no engineers. You have no electricians. You couldn't get an electrician today in this country to put up a 100-watt bulb for you. And this is the plan, because the planes are loaded with those people going out.
Why are they leaving, to your mind, Patrick? Is it because they don't see a medium-term future or perhaps long-term future in that they can't buy their own home?
No, they can't buy a house. They can rent a house. And if they go to build a house, the planning structure is unbelievable what they'll go through. They have to come up with 20 or 30,000 euro to Kerry County Council, our council, you know, to even start. It's impossible. My daughter went to Vietnam over a week ago. She rented an absolutely beautiful apartment for 280 euros a month.
Yeah.
A month. Yeah. Not a week. Here, it's a week. They have no car insurance. They can't afford it. If a young person gets a job in Killarney today, say from Cremorne, and they buy a car for 5,000 or 6,000 euro, it is going to cost them 3,000 to 4,000 to insure it. They're down at the credit union borrowing all that money. It's absolutely ridiculous. You can insure a car in Western Australia for $300 or $400. Like, where is the money going? That's the questions I'm asking. And we have politicians. I suppose I'd always be critical of politicians, but I, as human beings, I know a lot of them and they're okay. But they've turned into poodles, not terriers. Mm-hmm. And they're not questioning the system and they're doing nothing about it. Next week, in one village in North Kerry, six people are getting on the plane. They're all professionals.
Six?
Six from one village in the next week.
And immigrating?
Immigrating to Australia. As I said, by God, we got rid of the British, but we're propping them up now in the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
Because their economies are booming.
Let me ask you this. A new plan to get more of us living apartment life. It's the front page headline in the Irish Daily Mail this morning. The state is to become an even bigger player in building homes. 20,000 euro tax-free plan for renter rooms. They're trying to beat out the institutional investors who've been buying up all the new property. A suite of tax measures to incentivise apartment living being prepared alongside the state's plan to become a major player in building apartments. They're trying to fix it.
Absolutely.
To try and provide the homes you're talking about to keep the graduates at home.
Yes.
Does that give you any faith?
It does give me a bit of faith. And when the state got out of house building, that was the first line in the crisis.
Mm.
When the council stopped building houses and building estates.
Yeah.
Because the private sector won't do it. And the private sector is in it for profit and profit only.
Mm.
You must have affordable homes. People need a house. They need a base. They can't be sleeping on the couches. We have 500,000 people, Jerry, under the age of 30 sleeping at home at the moment in their childhood bunk beds.
Yeah, those numbers came out last week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure, that's all destroying.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you were saying, look, there was a story from last July, I think there was a survey that was carried out and it was more than 70% of people in Ireland aged 18 to 24 were considering moving abroad for a better quality of life. That was a youth organisation warning that unless young voices are heard in the budget of last year, that was only this time last year's came out, then this was the National Youth Council of Ireland who did this. It was a Red Sea poll. It was the cost of living crisis and also the inability to see a way to owning your own home were the two major factors. You're saying that was a year ago, the 7 in 10 considering. You're saying they're no longer considering.
No.
They're leaving.
They're leaving. They're leaving. And in about 5 years in this country, we will be old people minding old people. Do you know, a retired nursing home provider told me recently, he said, it's hard to tell the difference between the staff and the residents. And that's what we're facing.
That's the age profile.
The age profile is he can't find the staff to absolutely
fill the
and
jobs.
There's two things holding this country up. The people that are migrating in. But for them, we were gone because they're filling the jobs. Thanks be to God they're coming in. And the other thing is, we're depending on 12 or 15 corporations to pay all our tax.
Yeah.
We're basically living on the edge of a false economy. And someday it'll all go belly up. You must keep your graduates. You must develop your economy based on education and smart people and technology and things like that. That's the bottom line. You have to. Otherwise, you're running down a block wall.
Yeah, yeah. What would you, and you're saying this now, what would you do to change it? And these problems are not easily fixed.
I'd change it with the housing and I'd put a cap on rents. Simple as that. Any landlord shouldn't be allowed to go from 15 to 18 or picking figures out of the sky from somebody. There has to be a regulation on the rents. That's number one. Mm. Number two, I'd open up the planning. I really would open up the planning. People that want to build in rural Ireland should be entitled to. The planning department of Kerry County Council, I would say, is far too powerful. The councillors, we the people elect the councillors to manage the county.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, the management of the council run the councillors.
Yeah.
Again, it's down to the tariff and the
that pools. That could be down to the way councils have changed. They got rid of town councils, and councillors have been in the studio here complaining that they don't have any power, that it's all centralised in Dublin, and they are trying to do their best. But the system is, we have a centralised form of government, unlike in France and other countries, where the power, much more of the power, resides locally.
Jerry, we've very weak politicians. Mm. I'm saying that to you, and with the greatest respect to them. We have, they're governing through, everything is politically correct and being nice to people. I haven't heard a good speech in Kerry County Council since Michael Begley retired. God, and that's a long time ago. He was a fantastic politician. They're afraid to offend. We've gone so politically correct, we're gone arse with.
Okay.
Excuse the pun.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Nobody is willing to call the shots. I wouldn't be here this morning but for you and the good people of Radio Kerry. Because I'll tell you this, I know him and I've met him over in the newsroom. The smartest, most intelligent, tuned in that I've seen. Mm. If he were above running the council, it would be a different ballgame.
Mm. I don't know. It's a tough job being a politician. I'll give him that much. It is a tough job being a politician. Patrick, listen, thanks for your views. They're passionately held.
Yes.
If anyone's got a view, if anyone has an issue with what Patrick's saying, or an agreement, are you seeing it yourself? The brain drain he's talking about that he says he's seeing, and the effect it will have in a couple of years' time if we continue to allow it to happen, and the problems we need to fix to try and prevent it from happening, then give us your thoughts on that. Patrick, thanks so many for coming in to me
this
morning.
Thank you very much.
That's Patrick Riley. Got in touch with us with this issue, says it needs to be highlighted.